Well, boys and girls, mums and dads, everybody that's gathered here, I want to start by reminding you of a verse of Scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and the verse 1. And the wisest man that ever lived penned these words, Solomon, after the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the wisest man who ever lived. And he said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." And what he was saying was, when you're young, remember the Lord, your Creator and Maker. Remember your God. Remember the one who made you. And that teaches us and it reminds us that young people, children, have a responsibility. God wants you never to forget Him. Okay, as you grow and as you get older, God wants you to remember Him in every aspect, in every area of your life. As you go through school, as you, God willing, will finish school and go out into the workplace, God wants you never to forget Him. No matter what you do in life, remember the Lord, your Maker and Creator, especially when you're young. But those words also remind us of a reality that God speaks to and God ministers to people when they are young. We're not to think that God only speaks to or deals with people who are older and who are mature. No, the Bible teaches us that salvation, having a relationship with God, is not only possible, but it is desirable for those who are young and those who are tender in years. The Bible has many, many examples of young people who gave their heart to the Lord when they were children or youths. We can think of David, the shepherd boy, and he wrote the shepherd psalm, Psalm 23, when he was just a teenager. The Lord is my shepherd. He was looking back to that time when as a young lad, he watched over his father's sheep. And we have every reason to believe that David was converted. He became a follower of the Lord when he was very, very young. We also read about Josiah in the Bible. That Josiah, whenever he was just a young king, he gave his heart to the Lord. But to those gathered here this evening, there's another individual in the Bible. And we learn that he came to know the Lord when he was just a child. And that, of course, was Samuel. And tonight, I want to leave with you some things about Samuel when he was a child and he learned about the Lord. And we read about them. Rachel read for us the passage. And I want you to think firstly about how the Lord called Samuel. You look at verse 4, and of the children still have their Bibles open, you look at this verse as well. For it tells us in verse 4 of 1 Samuel 3 that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And isn't that amazing? When you stop to think about that, the Lord didn't go out at this time and call one of the adult priests. And my Eli's sons, they were ministering. They were involved in the work of the temple. But the Lord didn't call for them. He didn't go out and find some of the Levites. They also worked in the temple. And he didn't call those men. He didn't even go and call Eli at this stage. And Eli was the old priest. No. Out of all the workers in the temple, and out of all the adults in Israel on this night, the Lord came and he singled out Samuel and he called him and he said, "Samuel." And wouldn't it be wonderful tonight if in this house the Lord was to call some of the children here unto himself? He called Samuel and he called him to himself for salvation, that his soul would be saved from sin. Do you know how we know that? We're told in verse 7, Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Boys and girls, when you're born into this world, you're not born into the world knowing the Lord. It doesn't matter if a wee baby, mommy and daddy brought you to the front of the church and the minister sprinkled a wee bit of water on you. That didn't mean that you knew the Lord. And it doesn't make you any better than anybody else. And it doesn't make any difference if mommy and daddy send you to Sunday school and the children's meeting or the junior reach or you come to the meetings. Listen, that's good because you learn the gospel, but that doesn't save your soul. You're born into this world a sinner, not knowing God and not knowing His salvation. And that was true of wee Samuel here. He was born into this world. Oh, he had a mommy that prayed for him. And if you have a mommy and daddy that prays for you, you should be thankful. And you thank God that you have a mother or father that prays for you. And Samuel, his mommy prayed for him in the temple. And she prayed that God would give her a wee son. And then she had a wee baby boy. And she rejoiced. And she prayed for him. But that didn't mean that he knew the Lord. No, Samuel had to come himself. And he had to trust the Lord for himself and experience God's salvation for himself. And I say to every one of us here tonight, not only to the children, but all of us, you were born in sin, you were separated from God, and in your first birth, you didn't know the Lord. And the Lord was calling Samuel to come unto him to get to know him and to receive his salvation. That's why he called him. And then there's something else I want you to see. The place where the Lord called him. Do you see verse 1? The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. He's in the temple. And it says in verse 3, and the lamp went out in the temple of the Lord. You see, Samuel's mommy, she brought him up to the temple to work and to serve with Eli. And he was going to be Eli's little helper. She promised if God give her a son, that she would give the son over to the service of the Lord. And there he is, and he's in the temple, and he's doing lots of little jobs for Eli, and he's helping Eli out. But he didn't know the Lord. The Lord had to call him unto himself. And again, we remind you of the lesson this evening. Listen, you can do the jobs about the house of God. It doesn't make you a Christian. It doesn't mean you know the Lord. It doesn't mean that your sins are washed away. You can brush the car park. You can clean the hall. You can do other little tasks and jobs to help out. But it doesn't mean you'll know the Lord. No. What happened? One night, the Lord called Samuel to come to himself. And boys and girls, and to the parents and adults here tonight, let me remind you, God still calls people to come unto Him. Now, you'll not hear an audible voice. You'll not someday be walking down the street and hear God speak to you with a voice from heaven. How does God speak to us now? He speaks to us by His Word. And His Word comes to our hearts. When you hear the Sunday school teacher and she's explaining that you're a sinner, or you hear the minister telling you that there's only one way to heaven, and it's through faith in Jesus Christ, and you feel, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I have to trust the Lord. That's God speaking to you. God's convicting you. He's calling you to Himself. And as Samuel had to respond, God wants you to respond. When He calls you, He wants you to respond by confessing your sin to Him, by trusting in His Son to take away all your sin because of the work of Calvary there at the cross. And He wants you to repent or turn away from your sin. I wonder, is there someone in the meeting and in days gone by, or maybe recently, maybe even tonight, the Lord is speaking to you. We challenge you, will you not respond by confessing your sin and by turning unto the Lord and calling upon Him? Now, that was the call that Samuel heard. But then I want you to see that Samuel was confused. The confusion that he felt. Look at verse 5. Listen to these words. And he ran to Eli. You see, we read verse 4. The Lord called Samuel and He said, here am I. And we think that's great. Oh, he's calling unto the Lord, here am I. But then he gets up and he runs into Eli. I wonder if some of the boys wake up in the middle of the night, or some of the girls, and you run into mommy and daddy. I'm sure you do, or if you don't do it now, you used to do it. But wee Samuel, he heard this voice. He thought it was Eli calling him. And so he ran into Eli and he said, "Eli, here I am. You were calling me." And Eli, if he's anything like me in the middle of the night, Samuel would have needed to shake him to get him awake. But Eli, he woke up. He said, "No, Samuel, son, I was sleeping. I didn't call you." And so he went and lay down again. He heard the voice again. And again he came to Eli. And do you see what's happening? Samuel didn't realize it was the Lord who was calling him. He thought it was Eli. And he was confused as to what this really was that was happening to him. And sometimes that's how we can feel. Aye, when we feel within our hearts God speaking to us and we wonder, well, maybe it's just our Sunday school teachers getting at us. They know something about us. They know what we were doing at school during the week. And they're trying to just say to us, well, we should be doing something different. We should be going in a different way or a different direction. And it's really just coming from the Sunday school teacher or the minister. It's really just the minister trying to make us feel bad so that we don't go to hell, and he wants us to go to heaven and be a Christian and come to church. So it's really just the minister, when all along it's the Spirit of God speaking to us through his word in our hearts. And you know, boys and girls, and to the parents here this evening, sometimes in the Bible, we read of men and women who, when God was speaking to them, they just weren't sure about the message. In Luke chapter 1, we read about a man called Zacharias. He was the father of John the Baptist. And the angel came and gave him a message. And he said, "How do I know that this is true?" He wasn't sure if the message was true. And the angel went on to show him how it was going to be confirmed. But he wasn't sure. He was confused. And then we read of the Apostle Paul when he was on the road to Damascus. And God spoke to him. What did he say? "Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks." And he said, Paul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And do you know how Paul knew that it was a message genuinely coming from the Lord? Because God kept speaking. Jesus said to Paul, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. You're doing all these bad things to." And how we know the Lord's speaking to us, he keeps speaking to us. Isn't that what he did to Samuel? Samuel went and lay down again. And he heard the voice, "Samuel, Samuel." The Lord was calling him by his name, because the Lord knew his name and he knows your name and he knows all about us all. And he kept calling, "Samuel, Samuel." And you know that the Lord's speaking to you when the Lord keeps speaking. You continue to feel you're a sinner. You continue to hear that inner voice within saying, "Come to me, trust in me, turn away from your sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." The Lord keeps speaking and he keeps exhorting you to come. He's persistent. There's a wee verse in Revelation chapter 3 and it pictures Jesus at the door. And he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And he's continuing to knock. And whenever the Lord's speaking, he keeps speaking until we respond. Now, I want you to consider and think about one final thing tonight. We've thought about how the Lord called Samuel, and then how that Samuel was confused because he thought it was Eli. He thought Eli was playing a trick on him. But then I want you to consider and think about the counsel or the advice that Samuel received. In verse 8 and verse 9, after a couple of times, Eli realized what was going on. We talk about the penny dropped, the light came on. And Eli, he realized the penny dropped. This is God talking to Samuel. And so he tells him in verse 8, Eli said to him, Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And this man was able to advise young Samuel what he was to do. And isn't it good to know that there are people who can advise us what we need to do to get right with God? In the book of Acts, in the chapter 8, we read the story about an Ethiopian man, and he traveled up in a chariot. Must have taken him a long time. He went right up through Africa from Ethiopia in a chariot, and he came right up to Jerusalem in Israel, and he came up to the temple. And as he was going home, he had been so impressed by what he witnessed in the temple. He was reading the Bible. Young people, you learn to read your Bible. And he was reading from Isaiah chapter 53. And he didn't understand it. And he's reading about the lamb that was slaughtered on the cross. And he didn't know what it meant. And all of a sudden, this man came alongside him. Do you know who he was? He was a man. Same as the leader of the junior reach, he was named after him, Philip. It was Philip the evangelist. And Philip, he asked him, do you understand what you're reading? And he says, how can I accept some man explain? So Philip came up into the chariot and he opened the Bible and he said, do you know who that lamb was? That lamb was Jesus. He came into the world and he's the Lamb of God. And he died on the cross. He was slaughtered. He was butchered. He had his blood shed. He was nailed to the cross, his hands and his feet, and a big spear put into his side. He had a crown of thorns beaten into his head, and he had his back whipped. And he was the Lamb of God, and he was slain for our sins. And if you trust in him, he'll take away your sin, and you can trust in him to be your Savior. Do you know what he had to do? You see, they came upon a big pool of water, and the Ethiopian, he said, can I be baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. Philip was advising him what he was to do. He was to believe in Jesus as the Son of God who died on the cross to take away our sins. And if you believe, isn't it really simple, boys and girls? Isn't it really simple to the parents? How do you have your sins forgiven? How do you be right with God? You believe on the Son of God that what he did on the cross was to take away all your sin. And when you personally trust in him, he will be your Savior. And you will become his child. And he'll look after you not only now, but throughout all eternity. And Philip was able to advise him. And that's what Eli was doing with Samuel. He was advising him. He said, you go and lie down. And when you hear that voice, you say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Do you know what Eli was telling him to do? You submit yourself to the Lord. You just lie still and you say, Lord, you speak. I'm listening to you and I'll do whatever you say. And when we come and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, we are submitting and surrendering ourselves to him. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our King. And we will do whatsoever he says. Master, speak. Thy servant heareth thee. I want to ask you a question in closing. Have you heard the voice of the Lord speaking to your soul? Have you heard him say, come to me, and I will forgive you and save you and give you rest? Well, I would ask you, if you have, then don't be confused. It's not the preacher trying to sign you up to church membership. It's not the preacher trying to give you the guilt trip. It's the Spirit of God speaking to your heart. And I would counsel you, trust Christ. Believe in him. Turn away from your sin. And you will have eternal and everlasting life.